Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is a literal war room. We have too many targets to even be able to focus in on any one of them. It's just insanity all over the map. We do have the first 9 minutes of The View today where Rosie O'Donnell did a detailed rant on 9/11. This is going to go ultra supernova. This is going to cause an even bigger chain reaction and a mass awakening to 9/11. Millions and millions and millions of seeds. I would say billions because tens of millions of people have planted hundreds, if not thousands, of seeds apiece. And so you've got hundreds of seeds per person. Every person out there, everybody I've talked to, has heard about 9/11 truth, has heard it's an inside job, has heard some of the reasons. Whether they believe it or not, in their gut, they know the truth. And polls show 84% know that they're being lied to about 9/11. Angus and Reed for the Wall Street Journal and ABC News. Then we have the Ohio, Scripps Howard, Ohio scientific study, 36, and that was from early last year. That was many months before the 84 number came out. It's growing in all the trends, showing 36% would tell a telephone poller that they believe it's a total inside job, but 68% believing a total cover-up and a lie. And you dovetail that now with all the new trends coming out, every CNN poll, every MSNBC poll, every other poll they've had, guess what it shows? 83 to 85. That number. Those numbers keep coming up. 83, 84, 85. Right in there. Over and over and over and over and over. And that's what focus groups do. Not just getting people in a room and asking what their opinion is randomly off the street. They add, with the focus group data, indexed polls, averaging sometimes 10, 20, 30, 40 polls together. That's how you get a really good number with that mass sampling. Let me tell you, New World Order, we are kicking your hind in. And all the glory goes to God. We are not going to stop exposing you, you murdering trash. And if God wants to use people like Rosie O'Donnell and Charlie Sheen, again, God works in mysterious ways. And these people have got guts. Charlie Sheen's a really intelligent person, a good person. I know him very well, and a real gentleman, and I'm honored to know him. And most of the stuff you hear about him is lies. And I'll tell you, Rosie O'Donnell is silly and she's ignorant, but she's got guts, and guts is enough to steal the Full Metal Jacket line. And then she's come a long way, folks, and I know people that know her well. She knows about the New World Order now, and she's freaked out, and her paradigm has shifted. And she's got a lot of courage to go on there and did what she did. And so, here I go from boycotting her 7, 8 years ago, and she lost her job, folks. I hope she finds out about that. The world is so weird, man. It is so weird. It is so weird. And she lost that TV show, but she went up against the gun community, and she got spanked, and she learned to shut up about that. And but she's not into that anymore. I've asked people that know her, that are personal friends with her. You know, does she know about what we do? Does she know about our work? Yes. Has she seen the film? Yes. Does she know about the New World Order now? Yes. I mean, my God, Rosie O'Donnell watches my YouTube clips, John Connor's. She said she has, and she's fans of John Connor. The guy is a Christian conservative. See, what's happened, and all his clips say that. What changed her? Believe me, I can look into her eyes, I can watch her, I've analyzed her, I've assessed her. That woman is for real. She believes the things she's saying. This is not some setup. It is going to, as I told you 2 weeks ago, I said, we got to make this break. We got to make it break that she's tentatively gone public. We got to push it out in the open. It got pushed out in the open last week. It blew up. She went public today, big time. Again, chain reaction explosions. And there, I mean, we are ramming down the New World Order's gates right now, ladies and gentlemen. We are ramming down their keeps. We are ramming down their fortresses. We are entering the city. We now are engaging the enemy at point blank range.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into the second hour, 8 minutes into it. Rick Luna is going to be our guest in studio here in just a few minutes. In fact, he's here with us, and his son has been beaten, tortured, sexually abused. It all started with pushing a hall monitor. We've got endless guests we could have on whose children would bust out a window on accident. I mean, how many of us busted out windows not on accident? You know, it's some old shack out in the woods you found, you shot it with a BB gun. Boom, folks, we're talking 6 years in rape rooms. Okay, I mean, one offense, boom, you're gone. This is the type of families that we've talked to, the type of people we've had discussions with, and it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing things that go on in this world. So we'll be talking about that with Ginger Galloway here in just a few minutes, and we'll also be talking to our other guest, Ricardo Luna, here in studio. And I could spend the entire show every day, 3 hours a day, just about the government and what they do to the children. It is confirmed that over 3,000 plus children are missing in Florida that the CPS took. Now, that was on CNN. But when the story finally broke a few years ago, it was just shut down. You heard the latest number, 640 plus of them are under 3 years of age. They have found quite a few of them dead. Some have been found in foreign countries. The top three individuals running the Department of CPS, it's got another acronym in Florida, were convicted child rapists. It has now turned out that large portions of the Texas Youth Commission were convicted child rapists or pornographers. Many others have felonies for assault, robbery, armed robbery. And it's called the Untouchables in the state. This was testified. We sent Kevin Smith down. He shot like 4 or 5 hours of video in hearings that Mr. Luna and others were in yesterday. Every time really serious stuff got brought up, they would tell him not to testify. They give them to investigators, who then all our evidence shows run giant whitewashes. The investigation itself is to cover everything up. Even the legislature said that. Governor Perry's covering it all up right now and not allowing others to stop. Of course, 93% of those in the system had their sentences increased. Let's say you're given a year for busting out a window. You never get out. In fact, then they recommend you go to prison when you get out at 19, and then you spend a few more years in the prison. I said I'd get to this in a few minutes. It's understand, folks, I cannot tell you how bad it is. You do not know until you're at Breckenridge at the hospital and a family calls you who have no criminal record, who are a happy, good-looking family, good people. You later get into the case. You find out they have no record. The reports are admittedly false. You show up. The guy's an auto mechanic. They're living in a little apartment. They're poor. Hell, my parents were poor. My dad was putting himself through medical school until I was four. They lived in a little bitty house, and sometimes there wasn't even that much food to eat, folks. You really want to know. Well, now they just take your kids. It's just hell on earth, folks. You go and you're on the cell phone and you're talking to the father and he's going, the cops are in here. They're telling her they got to sign it, and then they've been putting their hands on her and squeezing her neck. And you're thinking, well, maybe this guy's crazy. Maybe this family's actually lying to me. And you're walking down the hospital hall. You don't ask the desk. You don't ask permission. You got a camera behind you, and you open the door and the cop's choking a woman. I mean, folks, I have seen it. You don't know how evil it is. You want to bring them to justice. You want to see them get them in trouble. And they're always the same type. They're these Nelly, effeminate male cops and these butch female cops. They just love it. And they smile and they giggle as the families cry. You can see them demonically feeding off the women when they cry for their babies. You can see them demonically feeding off of all this. And Ginger Galloway has to go to a meeting in 15 minutes, so we're going to bring her up first, and then in a few minutes we're going to be talking to Mr. Luna, who I was... Let me just briefly bring him up. Rick, was it 5 or 6 years ago that I interviewed you?
It was about five and a half years ago.
Now there's so many victims I've dealt with that I saw you at the TV station the other night, and you were showing me pictures of your son and stuff, and I just said, I remember meeting you. I don't really remember the story. And little did I know, I'd already told my producer the day before to get you on air, and you were all over Texas newspapers, and there was the very person I wanted to see, but I didn't put two and two together. I mean, my point is, it's just wall-to-wall victims, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot describe how evil it is. In a nutshell, you just heard me talking about these people. Have you ever experienced them acting like this, the pleasure?
Oh, yes, I have. They are kind of, they abuse these children instead of, we put them in their hands of the state, thinking that they're going to be protected, and they get beat up, they get assaulted, and things about it, we can't do nothing about it. Well, I said to myself, I am going to do something about it. Even though they were retaliating on my son, I was pushing this to the legislatures. I was telling them, look here, my son's getting beat up. He's a child with disabilities. He does not belong at TYC. TYC released him under the Bill 1550 for mentally impaired offenders. And then Judge Jane Mirror knows that my son had a disability, turns around, MHMR jumps his IQ to 71. After the IQ was done by the Texas Youth Commission to be released under 48 IQ.
That's seriously retarded.
That's mental. That's mild.
Okay.
Mild.
Okay.
And
well, I mean, 70 is mild retarded.
No. Well, 70 is not mental retarded.
Oh, according to them. Okay.
According to them, anything under 70 is considered mental retarded. Okay. So, but he had an IQ of 69 at the age of 11 when he was going to school. And they knew it, and we knew it. And we were trying to tell him, you know, he does not belong in the institutional-like setting. He needs to be getting the third, what they call a...
He needed to be on a farm, probably, just out, you know, having milking cows, living a good life.
ADHD, you know, you know, mentally retarded, and then bipolar, you know, and these people, and what happened is Jean Mayer knew, or she said, I'm keeping up with y'all. Turns around 8 months later and sends him right back to TYC, knowing he couldn't do the program.
I remember interviewing you years ago. She yelled and screamed at you and told you to divorce your wife.
Yes, she did. And she put a gag order on me. And also, she said that I wanted to blow up Gardner Betts.
Well, that's what they do. They call everybody terrorist. Now, let's go to Ginger Galloway, and because she can only stay with us about 15 minutes, to tell her story. She's also got some breaking news. She was there at the hearing yesterday at the state capitol, just a few miles from where we sit right now. Ginger, just in a nutshell, can you tell us about what happened with your family and just crystallize it down and then tell us the breaking news that just came out?
Sure. My son was sentenced in 2003. He was charged with inappropriately touching his siblings. And we were told...
Yeah, your phone's cutting out a bit.
Okay,
are there other
can you
people
hear me
off?
Now? Is that
sure,
okay?
Sure. Are there other
okay,
folks on the
it.
Line with you?
Right. I just turned it off. Then we had another one on. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
In 2003, they sentenced him, told us he would be there 9 months. He's been there for 4 years. He has suffered broken noses. He's had his nose broken. He's had his jaw broken in two places. His mouth wired shut. He was rushed by ambulance to the hospital after an assault. His orbital bone has been bruised. His body has been covered with contusions. He was denied medical care when he was gagging with his teeth wired shut. He was told to let the vomit run through the cracks in his teeth. He has been molested by female staff when he was 15. He was locked up in a security cell that was only supposed to house one inmate.
Now let's be clear, though. Again, if you stop on the highway and use the bathroom behind a tree, that is a sexual crime now. Children as young as 6 years of age, if they kiss a girl at school, which we all did, that's called a sexual crime now.
That's right.
I mean, let's go back, though. Let's explain, because, I mean, we were at the hearing yesterday. People in jail for 6 years for a broken window. Okay.
Exactly.
I mean, this is America, folks.
Exactly.
And then meanwhile, they're being raped inside the government. I mean, the U.S. attorney wrote and the U.S. prosecutor wrote letters saying maybe the kids like it. So this is open evil right out in the open. Yes, folks, they really said that it's not abuse and that it may be consensual and that maybe they like it. How did your son originally get into their clutches?
He inappropriately touched his siblings.
And then how
when
did
he was 14 years old, and I thought I was doing the right thing by calling the authorities and asking for help. I thought that they would truly help us. And
that's because the news told you to. Now, let's be clear.
Exactly.
Instead of keeping it in the family and having discipline and finding out why this happened, you call, and I'm not trying to blame you, but I'm trying to warn others not to do this.
Well, you know, if I had to do it over again, I would maybe do it different. But I was assaulted when I was a child, and I never wanted my children to say, you know, I was doing the right thing. I didn't want them to say I didn't do the right
thing. No, I understand.
Because
you thought,
exactly.
government was good. But let me tell you, statistically, there's no one worse. They're
five times
more likely to abuse.
That's right. And the judge actually released my son to us. And in the very same day we brought him home, 5 minutes later, CPS was called by the district attorney's office. And the CPS called us and threatened us and told us we had 5 minutes to get our son out of our house or they would take our twins away. I called the judge back. So the very same day he was he was charged and released to us on probation. Within an hour later, he was put right back through the judge and put into TYC because our county had no
money. And that's because they get more federal funding each arrest, so they make the release to keep laundering the profits off of that. Well, let's talk about this. Later, we've got to get Kevin Smith in here because he heard all the testimony about Gladiator Night and the rape rooms. And just hell on earth, folks. We'll be right back with Ginger Galloway and how her family got into this system. Out of the frying pan into the ninth circle of Hades. The government is totally illegitimate and blown out. You understand that, folks?
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas. It's March 28, 2007. Gold is at $667, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $690.13, $347.62 for half ounce, and $173.81 for quarter ounce coins at $690.13, $347.62, and $173.81. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Ginger Galloway's got to leave us. Mr. Lynn will be with us into the next hour. We do have the Rosie O'Donnell clip. Incredible, going public on 9/11. It's 11 minutes, not 9. I just watched some of it. We'll be airing it at the start, or about 15 minutes into the next hour. And then getting back into that huge news there. I have a huge stack of news I haven't even covered. The Iran thing is continuing to heat up. But you know what? They attack Iran. Tens of thousands of Iranians die. Thousands of our troops may die. Meanwhile, 3,000 plus missing children in Florida. Folks, in Florida is so bad, they just take them, and it's literally run by pedophile rings, and you never see them. And then the governor, this is on the news, this is in the Miami paper, they just say, no, we don't know where they are, don't ask. It's like the Pentagon. with almost $4 trillion missing. And we played the clips of the different meetings in Congress, and they say, where's the trillions? And they go, we're not going to tell you. I mean, that's what we've reached here in this country. So what do you do when the government's totally bankrupt? When they're always, in every case, statistically many times worse than the worst elements of the public? Because they are the bad elements. Ginger, you've got some breaking news, but without getting into profanity, as you, and I know you did in testimony because it was exactly what happened, they would also, with your son, it was said, hey, there's also racial stuff going on. You got 18-year-old large black guy in there, your son's 14 or 15, and they say, I want to rape me, that white boy. And then, of course, not just the raping, but the breaking of bones. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. The security officer pushed my son in a locked cell with a bigger, older boy that was begging for it, and he locked the door behind him, and he stood there and listened while the 18-year-old raped my son. He beat him, he raped him, sodomized him, left him lying there in blood. And my son has bled rectally ever since, for the last 4 years. He held it inside. He didn't tell anyone because he was feared that he would be labeled a punk and it would happen again. And 2 weeks after that, the
officer... Well, I tell you, years later, that fellow that did that ought to get a visit.
He killed himself.
Oh, that's how people always do kill themselves. We were just talking about that yesterday. They always seem to get their heads blown off by their own hand or their wife's hand or their husband's hand, or they die in that car wreck. Oh, tell me about the guard committing suicide.
Well, we found out that a couple weeks after this happened, he committed suicide. I guess over the guilt, I would imagine. I'm not real sure on that, but all I know is I haven't gotten any more details other than... they called the boys in and for so-called grief counseling. I think it was more or less an interrogation, but a couple weeks after he had done it.
Bottom line, Ginger, how did you get involved in this now, you know, since your son told you about it, and what did you see at the testimony yesterday and the hearings? And you've also got some breaking news for folks.
Well, I got involved. I started making phone calls. I called T-Cage and was put into... contact with several media reps, and I just started getting it out in the media. And then the more we got it out in the media, and I started testifying before Senate in the House and telling them how I felt and what happened to us, and then we were retaliated against. It just got worse and worse. But the bigger it got, the more media, it seemed like the faster everybody was moving. And yesterday, the testimony just repulsed me. Just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, the stories that came from some of these parents were the most sickening, sad, pitiful things that just break your heart to think that these children have been going through what they've been going through for so long and nobody cared.
Well, that's the religion of the elite. I think as you learn more, you're going to find out this is actually, they enjoy inflicting pain. It's a cult of power.
Yeah, I know that the rocks that I have unturned, have really uncovered a lot of things that it's more or less like a mafia. The upper level administrative positions were in a crew called the Untouchables. That's what they nicknamed themselves. And they even had a motto, and it was to hell with everyone. And the leaders were basically the administrative people in authority. And every facility was run in their own little way with their own little kingdom. And they all had their little untouchable groups, which were expendable, of course, if they didn't obey their kingdom leaders. But
Rick, you want to comment on the Untouchables?
Oh, yes, this happens in all facilities. You know, these staff, for fun, they bring in stuff in for the kids. A lot of times they bring in drugs, they bring in, candy just to bribe them. And my son was beat up by another kid that the staff told to beat up my son. And,
I know you've got a few other things that you need to tell us. Is there a way to keep you about 5 minutes in the next hour, Ginger, so you can tell us about the new development where they're going to fire all the jail guards?
Go ahead. I'll stay a few more minutes.
I know you've got to go to another meeting. It's a three-minute break. Just come back and tell us that breaking news, and we'll let you go. And there's no way to ever cover all this, I understand. We'll have to have you back up in the next few weeks as we continue to try to fight all of this. And now, again, at some of these facilities, ladies and gentlemen, they had huge rape parties. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The New World Order trying to warn the people. Ginger Galloway finishing up. What's the new breaking news that you can tell us that came out at the hearing and after the hearing?
Well, Jay Kimbrough, as you know probably, was yesterday at 1 o'clock, was named conservator, official conservator. That gives him the right to hire and fire. That makes him the man in charge. And
that's the governor's special master.
Yes, but they've given him the conservatorship, which is a good thing, I believe, because I did see him immediately. You know, they were reaming him for going out and doing his job. And what he did is when he sent out investigators, I know within 24 hours I had investigators at my house and trying to get down to the bottom and find out who had done what to my son. And I had employees lined up at my house to meet the investigators and tell them their stories.
Now, the new development, though, is they're going to fire all of these jail guards that had the felonies and then allow them to reapply?
What they're doing is every single executive, every top, he's going to clean house from top to bottom. But he is starting with the top executives in Austin, and he's making them, the superintendent, the assistant superintendents, and anyone with a previous felony conviction, they have to fill out an application as if they are having to, you know, completely.
Well, Ginger, I
got to
be honest with you. This isn't my first rodeo. I've been covering this for you know, over 12 years, and so I know how these people operate. And I understand you want to think this guy's good. I just don't have any faith in Rick Perry. He is manifestly wicked. And I would just add to that what we've seen in the past is they talk a good talk, But then you're going to find the investigation. They're going to have a few sacrificial lambs, but it's going to overall be a cover-up. There needs to be criminal charges on whoever allowed felons to be hired, not we're firing felons and making them reapply.
Yeah. Well, I really have faith in Jay Kimbrough. I really do. I can't say that I have faith in everybody else, but I believe that Jay Kimbrough is working for us. And I truly have faith in him and the investigations that are going on.
Sure. How many arrests have there been, though? I mean, how many arrests have there been so far? I mean, they had the Texas Rangers.
The reason that they couldn't do more arrests is because the House and the Senate was arguing over whether or not he had the authority by the governor, because he wasn't announced official conservator. He was the special master.
But see, we have probable cause. Sheriffs in every county should be doing raids on those places and doing interviews. And arresting those jail guards and putting them out in tent cities. See, when you deal with large,
like
organized crime syndicates, you arrest them all.
Exactly. I mean, they should have done that a long time ago. But, you know, like you said, it's the government, and they're the ones pulling the strings. So, you know, we have no choice than to do what they say.
You talk about nightmares. Because we had a camera there. I reviewed some of the footage last night. There's hours of it. I couldn't watch it all. I was told it was nightmarish by the cameraman. Just in the last 60 seconds or so, because I know you've got to go, and then we're going to talk to Mr. Luna. What types of horror stories?
There's horror stories from children who have pictures of before and after going into a treatment facility on medication, and then the difference in the physical appearance, where they've actually mutilated themselves, not having any medication, being denied medical care, kids being brutally raped, kids being tortured. You know, it's terrible. There are good people that work there. I'm not saying every one of them are bad, but they need to get rid of the bad people.
Every one of them where this type of stuff's going on is evil. It is worse to sit there and to be lukewarm and to know they're raping children and to know it's going on and go, well, the system's corrupt, I can't do anything.
I agree.
This would have never happened if people, you know, 50 years ago when this started would have said no. And we wouldn't know about this if it wasn't for a good Texas Ranger who was told to shut up and wouldn't.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, we need to realize just how bad it is. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on and spending time with us. Are there any websites, any phone numbers, any contact for people out there that want to help you? Or how do folks get involved? How do they fight this?
Well, they can contact the Texas Coalition Advocating Justice for Juveniles. I know that's a wonderful organization. They're fighting for kids' rights. And they can look me up in the phone book or on the Internet. Just type in my name, Genger Galloway, and they'll get information.
Where do you live?
I live in Crockett, Texas.
All right. Well, thank you for spending time with us. Is your son still in the torture facility?
No, he's in another torture facility. But I met with them this morning. They're really trying to get him out to shut me up. They're trying to just process him right on through really quickly, and they think it's just going to make me be quiet. But I got news for them. There's too many other kids out there for me to fight for.
Well, I mean, the reports of how many, and I've got Dallas Morning News here, of the large percentage of girls that get pregnant in there.
Yeah,
if you're a pedophile and you want to rape little girls, folks, go become a jail guard at one of these juvie systems. And if you like to rape little boys or young men, this is the place.
Yeah, it's a sick, sick world.
Well, they run things, and they got the machine guns, and they got the helicopters, and they don't plan to stop. Let me assure you, we're going to have to fight them to stop them. Ginger, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You bet. What has it been like for you, Rick, all these years? I mean, I tell the story. I don't even know, Rick, if it makes sense to listeners that I have, because years ago, we went to dozens of CPS cases. We dealt with dozens of folks like you, had you on TV and radio, and you know, Mike and others, and Kevin went to some of your trials with your son and witnessed all this. And then it becomes a blur, and then I see you down there. I guess you're going on another TV show. Were you on the Ritter Show?
Yes.
Yeah, good folks. And it just goes on and on and on. And then it was funny. I was looking for you earlier that day and looking for you that night, and then I saw your picture, and I went, wait, that's the same Rick. So that's how long we've been on this, folks. And I tell the story because I don't think people can actually realize the magnitude of when you open a door and a cop is choking a woman to make her sign her newborn baby over for no reason, because they were going to get hundreds of grand to adopt it. and to see the big fat, you know, giggly, and I'm not being mean to fat people, folks. I'm chubby myself. I mean, it's just they're always the same demon people who smile and giggle, and a woman sobbing with incredible. I mean, the sound of it makes me, as a man who's pretty darn tough, just want to just rip people to pieces or cry or both. And you just see them. You actually see them drinking it. You're actually. I mean, folks, it is. It's like nothing you've seen in a movie. They're there just. Oh yes. Oh, I mean, it's like the emperor or something. And you know, you want this? Yes. You may fire at will, commander. I mean, and that's the only thing I've seen that kind of looks like that. That I can taste the evil. I keep going back to that point because, I mean, these people, folks, when we say they're evil, we're not just using that term. Rick, I mean, are they evil? Have you seen what I just described?
Yes, I seen the staff kick kids. You know, when I go in there, I would see, you know, my son would tell me, you know, this the staff kicked him for just, you know, threw him off the bed, ran his face on the floor. You know, just bruised him up, choked him.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a complete choke that he choked him and left a big old scar on his.
I see the color photos. Hold those up for people. You've also got some color ones.
Yes, I mean right here you can see the big old line that you know, and they say that's a restraint. That's not a restraint. That's a beating. You know, and he would tell me, Dad.
Now, the female guards like to grab and this comes up over and over again, they like to grab the male genitals and crush, and then they smile.
Yes. They would go in there with the gear, suited up with shields and everything, pepper spraying him while he's in restraints. I mean, this is...
Let's be clear. You're chained down, and they're running around in black Darth Vader outfits beating you.
Yeah. And he would tell me this, and he would tell me that, you know, they
hardcore criminals.
And but he, you know, the thing is that what they did to him, they put him in a corner and they would beat him. And guess what happened? When you put a dog in the corner, he'd come back out fighting. So he would take, you know, he would try to protect himself. And then,
which they call, again, I've seen so many squad car videos where they're beating you with a belly club and you raise the arm. Boy, you get charged with assault.
Yes, you do.
You got to learn to just sit there and just go, this is America. And just knock your teeth out. Go, thank you, government. Thank you, God. Thank you. You're my God.
You know,
I just hate these people, man. Our country's gone. And let me tell all the yuppies and scum, they're going to take everything you got, too. That's the only good part about this. All the people that think they're part of the system, you don't know what tyranny is yet. They've just been feeding on the poor people and the minorities now. They're coming for everybody.
You know, and the thing about it is that he was released under the Bill 1550 for mentally impaired offenders. His IQ was 48 by the Texas Youth Commission staff. They evaluated him. What happens is MHMR 3 weeks later jumps his IQ to 71. And I said, no.
And that's just all because they want to get the money. Now, your son's story is terrible. He's still in the system, correct?
No. He's home.
Okay, his last time I talked to you, he was in and out. I mean, how many times has he been in and out?
He got out in 2000. He was taken back 8 months later, and he was there 4 years, beaten every day. He was in security for 791 times. He was, they just tortured him, pepper sprayed him, beat him up, used other kids to beat him up. He would fight.
Now, you're suing. Right now, tell us about that, but then tell us what it's like to be in it, because I've been in the courtroom with Jean Mir. Folks, she literally could get Academy Awards for playing villains. I mean, the eyes glistening, sparkling with hatred, you know, the smiling, the screaming, sign that document or you're going to jail too. And then she criminally has people sign their rights away under threat of arrest. Mm-hmm. It's all totally illegal, no juries, just pure Soviet-style evil. No one stops her. Again, In office only a few years, giant facility named after her.
Yes, well, she told me that I was going to blow up the Gardner Betts, and I said no. And then she told my wife to divorce me.
Now, I mean, I've been in the courtroom, and imagine this woman with the butch haircut and the eyes bulging out, standing there, and there's families walk up, and they go, hello, ma'am, we're very sorry. And your child didn't go to school 2 days in a row. Yes, I know. And by the way, folks, the state law is 14 unexcused absences in a semester. There's not even a law. And then she goes, well, I'm telling you right now, he violated his probation. And the kid was on probation because they had him sign on to probation. Mm-hmm. for being late to class three times. So she, and then she slams it down and she goes 6 months in the detention center. Boom, kid's gone forever. Kid, well, 5 years later, the child's been raped hundreds of times, beaten, doesn't have their front teeth. This is the story we've seen over and over again.
Well, the guard of beds, he got beat up by the staff. And he got a big old cut, and he went in front of Judge Mayer, and Judge Mayer said nothing was wrong with him, and took him away for 2 weeks. I couldn't see him. And I filed a complaint, and it went all the way up to TYC's office, and they didn't do nothing. They just turned around and just put it under the...
Now, again, over the child courts, like you walk into a normal courtroom, and most judges are pretty friendly, and it's a normal thing. But then you walk into the child courts, the family courts, and folks all over, and I've been at them all over the state. It's literally, you're entering a nest of evil. And again, these aren't real courts.
Oh, yes. And, well, he was sent to Texas Youth Commission. He goes to Crockett. He gets beat up by staff, gets beat up by the kids there, learns to handle himself, comes out 8 months later, goes to school, gets assaulted by a staff, 250 pounds, and he's only 88 pounds. He assaulted a staff, turns around, goes to Judge Mayer. Judge Mayer turns around, sends him back to TYC, knowing that he couldn't do the program. But now they're saying, yes, he can do the program. And so then I did what they call a due process with Texas Education Agency. They evaluated him with an IQ of 44. Now look at the 44 and 48. That's 5 points or 4 points up or 4 points down. But MHMR, 23 points just to not give him services. You know, that was wrong. But
I mean, your case, it goes on and on. And Rick, you keep, and I talk to so many parents like you keep going, I just don't know. They just don't follow the rules. They're just not. And you keep bringing up procedure to them. And let me just tell you from my own experience, they don't care. The system is about pacifying you. It's about neutralizing you. It's about getting you to even work in their system. The system is totally and completely bankrupt. Thousands of criminals and felons working just in the youth system. At every major facility, the reports of the guards raping the children publicly. You know, gladiator nights where they give them weapons and they fight. I mean, that came out in testimony yesterday. I mean, this, and they call themselves the Untouchables. It's these weird good old boy networks. I mean, it all needs to be abolished. We didn't have all these problems back when we had... Everybody knows orphanages throughout history have been nightmares. Mm-hmm. And that's where the abusers go. We look at the orphanages in Russia. It just has to... It all has to be abolished. It's an industry. We always hear juvenile crime, juvenile crime, juvenile crime.
Gang-related. Well, they make gangs. They make the kids to become gang members in TYC.
Well, that's it. They're engines because you've got the big gang leader who's 18 and buddies with the staff, and he gets to rape whoever he wants. Once and they're taught, and it's sick.
It is.
It's a factory.
And the thing about it, the way that Jean Merritt said she was watching us, because in Crockett in 2000, TEA did an audit Crockett and found out that 8 kids did not belong there. They had to be released immediately. One of them was Ricky, my son.
Yeah.
So what happened is, to me, it was a retaliation back into the system that beat the dog out of him until the day he got out. April the 5th was the last incident that he had. He got out April the 8th, 2005. My son was in solitary confinement, suicidal. I mean, he wanted to take his life away, and nobody would tell me nothing, no staff. But they were scared when I would go up there to visit him. They, Mr. Luna, how you doing? They all knew me. I didn't know none of these staff, but they all knew me because they knew that I was determined to see my son get the right treatment, not to be beaten up like a dog. And that's very wrong. And Steve Robinson, before Dwight Harris, knew everything about this. So he just resigned. I mean, he retired. He got out before the fire started, you know. And Dwight Harris knew everything of my son, but he still said he can do the program. Knowing he was discharged, he signed the paper to be discharged under the Bill 1550. Yeah. So what it is they train them to go to prison to become, you know, prison, you know.
And now they're shifting over to the schools that way.
Well, the schools start. There where they start. The school starts sends them to Gardner Betts. Gardner Betts sends them to TYC. TYC sends them to prison.
Now, let's be clear. Let me explain how this works. Coast to coast, it's being implemented with the federal grants. If you're late to class three times now, they call that an unexcused absence. Then they call your parents up who don't know their rights. Okay, and folks, when I was in high school, this happened to me before I just totally got straight arrow, went to every class and made 100s. Because I figured it out and said, wait a minute. Because I saw the system getting my friends in jail. I saw the things happening. But this is how it works. It's real simple. You're late to class three times. That's called a absence. Those combine to make a one-day absence. Then they call you before a judge. They build portable buildings in every major school district around the country. The judges come in. It's not a real court. And they just tell the parents, here, sign this form and your child won't get in trouble. The form says that they're now on probation. If in six months they get in trouble, then they go to the special disciplinary school, which is a prison, and then if they do anything there, which they all do, boom, to real prison, and they spend an average of 5.5 years, according to the Dallas Morning News, and 93% of them have their sentences extended and extended and extended. And it's simple. It's cold-blooded, and they're a bunch of pedophiles and rapists and people that like to torture. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my own.
We do have the Rosie O'Donnell incredible audio from The View that's coming up about 15 minutes into the next hour. I'm going to get into all the world news. We had another guest in the third hour. I canceled them because I've got to cover all this Iran war news. news in the North American Union, news on 9/11 Truth. Please go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get the breaking news about Rosie O'Donnell throwing the gauntlet down to 30 million viewers. This will cause a huge chain reaction. This is so important. Get it out to everybody. Rick Luna. Rick, I'm just sorry that I and others haven't done enough to help your son, and he had to continue to go through all this. But now you're fighting for the other children and young people that are in this system. Hearing now the Texas Rangers investigation was blocked for 2 years, and that it was at every facility raping and sex parties with the kids, and now it's coming out. We did find it in mainstream news, by the way. It is confirmed that some of them were prostituting children out, and the government... The U.S. prosecutor, this is WorldNet Daily, folks, wrote a letter that's public saying, well, maybe it doesn't hurt the kids. Maybe it's consensual. That's rape, period, and we know it's not consensual. They have power over them. And I heard there was the committee chairman or one of the other House members yesterday in the hearing, Rick, was saying, was kind of being sarcastic to some of the mothers going, well, would it be better if the prison was closer?
They need to take away TYCs and home base groups for parents for kids that can work with, you know.
Well, if a child commits criminal acts, then they can be put into a system, but not break a window out. I mean, it needs to be stealing cars. I mean, if there was a fight, if a kid assaulted somebody with a deadly weapon, they need to go to jail for it. But I mean, the stuff I did as a youth. I would have been literally, folks, in the deepest, darkest dungeon.
Well, the thing is that any little thing that they're doing now, it's a money-making thing. It's like cattle. They, more cattle, more money. More kids, more money. Jean Miro needs to fill Gardner beds. If she don't fill that building up, federal money won't get no federal money.
Well, that's why they built a building after her when she'd only been in office a few years. Imagine she gets elected and they build a gigantic facility. I mean, it's huge. It looks like the fortress of ultimate darkness. And she literally did it because she's so evil.
It's Gardner beds is the same thing as TYC. It's the same. They're doing the same thing as they're doing at TYC, but they're being exposed right now, TYC.
Now, for those that don't know what Gardner Betts is, tell them.
Gardner Betts is a juvenile facility for kids here in Austin that miss school. They go there, and they get beat up by the staff. They get beat up by other kids.
Now, let's be clear, though. Because remember the ASAP program where they would, back in 2000, back in 99, where they would send police by the end of the day, even if you'd called, that wasn't good enough, and they would bang on the door and demand to come in. And, of course, most of those types that were doing that were the pedophile type. And we had all those reports, and then we went and got the state law and went to the county commissioners and said, wait a minute. The criminal absence is 14. You're going to people's houses claiming crimes when before the school day ended for one absence.
Spotlight program was done by our governor Rick Perry. They would go into our house, they would go into his room, and they would see they just come and burst in their home.
Well, I want to be clear. In England and in some states of the U.S., they're starting a thing at 3 years old where the, quote, social worker comes by to examine your child's development. In England, it's even two-year-olds, toddlers. And then they, quote, assess them for the propensity to commit crime off some quack test. And then I have another report here where innocent Americans are put in anti-terror databases. When you buy a car, get a home loan, you're being put through anti-terror databases. You're being denied. Now you're going to have to use a driver's license to buy and sell. They're getting us all ready. Stay there, Rick. We're going to come back in just 70 seconds, and I want to break that down. What life's going to be like for everybody? They go after the weak first, the women and children, but this is for everybody. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.